Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
Established in 1916, the National Park Service manages all properties included in the National Park System. This system includes over 400 areas that encompass more than 84 million acres of land. These areas can go by one of 31 different titles. Within this system, Utah boasts one National Historic Site, two National Recreation Areas, seven National Monuments, and five National Parks. While the reason for some of these titles is self-explanatory, the reason for others is less clear. For example, what makes one area a national park and another a national monument? Most people, including myself, would probably guess that the difference is in size. And while this is sometimes true, the primary difference is the reason for which each is established, because these two designations grew from historically separate concepts. The notion of the national park, which was simply the idea of large-scale natural preservation for public enjoyment, grew in popularity throughout the 1800s. As a result, you can typically think of a national park as a spectacular scenic feature or a natural phenomena preserved for inspirational, educational, and recreational value. On the other hand, the idea of the national monument arose as a result of the need and desire to also protect prehistoric cliff dwellings, pueblo remains, and other historic ruins found by explorers of the American West and Southwest. Efforts to protect these sites resulted in the passing of the Antiquities Act of 1906. Therefore, a national monument is usually designated to preserve objects of prehistoric, historic, cultural, and/or scientific interest. However, the Antiquities Act has been used more widely to preserve natural features as well, meaning the content of the national monuments can be quite varied, from wilderness areas to military sites to buildings and ruins. There are also a couple of legal differences between these two designations. National parks are established through acts of Congress, whereas national monuments are established by presidential proclamation. Administratively, the National Park Service manages all national parks, while national monuments, depending on their location and content, can fall under the jurisdiction of the National Park Service, but also under that of the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Department of Defense, or the Bureau of Land Management. So it's not just the size that makes the difference. It's intent, content, process of establishment, and administration. The next time you visit one of Utah's national parks or monuments, will you be able to tell the difference? For Wild About Utah, I'm Anna Bankson of Park City.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.